Welcome to the Sugar Grove Online Events Podcast, Episode 3, recorded July 22nd, 2010, Sugar Grove Library Board Meeting. This episode is brought to you by D&M Builders. Contact D&M today for new construction, additions, basements, remodeling, and carpentry repairs. Call 630-524-0020 or visit www.dnmbuilders.com.
At 7 o'clock. So I'm just going to call the Sugar Grove Library Board meeting to order. I'm Sabrina Milano, Vice President. Art will not be here this evening. Tape recorder's rolling, so let's get a voice recognition roll call.
I'm Julie Wilson, I'm the Secretary of the Board.
Sherry Novotny, Board Trustee.
Sabrina Milano, Vice President.
Robert Bergman, Trustee.
Carol Olson, Treasurer.
Brian Ross,
Beverly Holmes Hughes Library Director. Yay! Okay. Is there any public comment? Hearing none? Okay. Moving on. We're going to review minutes. Okay, I guess we're skipping April 8th.
April 8th. We'll have to put on hold for yet one more meeting because Art was involved in that meeting.
On that, you can post the meeting minutes as approved, and they can be reapproved with a correction if that was indeed the case.
Okay. I would like very much to do that because I would like to. I have a list of meetings I need to post on our website. There have been people asking about them, so I would like to get those posted and. I would like to do that, and I think at the last meeting we had already approved it with the exception of those two items.
Okay.
So I'd like to do that.
Well, let's do that.
The May 6th meeting, where it was a combined bylaws and budget meeting here at the library, Beverly and I talked briefly this evening before the meeting, and the wording, it's going to be very short wording on this because, as Beverly stated, a lot of this has been represented at follow-up meetings to this. As far as the budget portion, I would like it to state, Beverly presented the preliminary budget, and she would bring the figures back to the trustees based on their input and discussion. Is that right? And talking to Sherry a little bit later tonight, we adjourned. It was a very late adjournment. About 9:30 p.m. because you had to leave at 9, correct? So German about 9:30 p.m. If that's okay, I will put that in as minutes and post that if that's approved. Mm-hmm. And then we just need to look through the regular board meeting minutes presented to you just now by Beverly in the packet for well, we need to do July 8th, and we need to do July 8th.
I emailed those out for you, Julie.
Right.
I asked if that happened.
Right.
One thing I can put in for you, under July 8th, you have under public comment, Aaron Erickson.
Oh, and I did get that back.
You got that. Okay.
I got that back from Darren.
Yeah, I meant to email that to you.
On page 3, which is on your packet, page 5 of 11, it's K-U-R-T, K-I-R-K, and then John Van.
Okay.
In relationship to the landscape information. On that same page, the reference to the sign, the Book Nook Cafe, the sign on Route 30, is actually not going to happen. There was no village conversation on that. It was about a sign at our library building on our property.
Yeah, you had written back to me the discussion with the village is dead in the water.
Mm-hmm. For the sign on Route 30.
Okay.
further changes? Okay, well, why don't we go ahead and then get these approved?
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve these minutes with the changes noted and then get posted on the website.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I also have minutes from April 15th updated. So I gave a copy to Julie. I'll also attach them. And the one change was Beverly returned at 4:55 to get her 5 o'clock program material. So I've added that. Do you want copies?
I need a paper copy to put in the Freedom of Information folder.
Okay. So that goes down to Beverly.
Thank you.
And then Julie has one, and I don't know if anybody else needs one. I'll just keep the other one there.
Thank you. You're ready, Beverly, correspondence.
Correspondence. Art received something. He must have stopped at a booth at ALA. He's not here. I'll put it in his folder for him. Secret? Well, I don't know. He can present it if he wants to at that point. Correspondence. I was copied in on invitation from the trustees to participate in the used book sale with the library friends. And correspondence from the Kane County looking for us to be an early voting site. There were a couple of meetings we had already booked in conflict with having them in the boardroom as a solid. I'm able to make those adjustments and accommodations and would move forward on doing that. I think the benefit of the library being an early voting site far outweighs any of the complications that might present for us. I had mentioned that our automation system was looking to form its own intergovernmental agreement so that we could stand alone separate from the DuPage Library System pending the outcome of whatever may happen with systems in the state of Illinois. The intergovernmental agreement then was sent through to our attorney for review. It was a cost that was shared with other libraries that share the same attorney. And his recommendations have been presented back to the group that's working on forming that document and moving forward. Then I have a meeting on Wednesday where we would hear, you know, how all the different library opinions came together and how they might then move forward towards action that would likely take place in September so that we're all set as an autonomous group moving forward then as the systems may continue to make their decisions based on state funding.
Does that have to be approved by the Illinois Library Association or?
It's
or the basically secretary
at the state library. The biggest hang up in terms of a complicating factor might be whether we're still considered an LSAP, which is the library system automation group. Mm-hmm. And DLS is working with us as a partner because we do pay for some of their staff. We pay the majority of the employment for some of their staff. That they would, and our language would be that we would be recognized that way. So the state library has been involved in the conversation so that pending any greater definition of what an LSAP is, we would still qualify as the way we're moving towards that end goal. Mm-hmm. To qualify as an LSAP is important because given the opportunity for additional state funding or federal grant funding, LSAPs are the organizations that are recognized as being the funding source.
Mm-hmm.
If we're no longer the LSAP, we're no longer eligible for
that's
those funds.
I thought it had to be a catch there somewhere.
That's our goal.
They don't give money up easy.
At a request from a farmer about information on the shingles for the roof, he was very pleased that I was able to share that with him. The letter from Kaylin that I had mentioned I had just forgotten to bring at the last meeting. Mail you've received from the Voice of America Libraries on the Association of Library Trustees. Also, part of the correspondence, I guess, is that we've had our first sugar daddy. We have had a magazine adopted, so the program is at one step successful. I'll put these in the folder and then pass it around for everyone to see throughout the course of the meeting. I'll leave them in the folder for a while after the meeting, but I do need them back so I can get them into the files.
Do you
I did have to ask, did you happen to get a card after the event here for the cards?
I did, and it's okay. In the staff lounge for staff.
Okay,
to
that's okay. I just want to make sure it arrived here safely.
Yeah. So when they get dispersed away from my folder, then I didn't make notes to bring it back there. Yes. When we had the Sunday activity for the Cards for Troops, the ladies and people and gentlemen in attendance signed a thank you card back to the library for that. And, a donation as well to help offset some of the costs for being here. I was here anyway participating. It was a wonderful program. I look forward to future opportunities. That was correspondence.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Library report.
Library report.
Okay. The checkbook computer that I used, it was on a notebook that died just this week in preparation of payroll. Some electrical problems. 3 hours volunteer time work. We were able to retrieve. You know, the hard drive was still good. It was the electronics that were bad. But to get the information set up on a new computer in the new library, get it all up and going overnight, we certainly did have things work out very successfully. It could have involved far more than that, so it was a good thing. It's something that Jim and I had been talking about long range as a plan, knowing that the notebook was older and that we should be working towards that. But to have to do it in a big hurry up overnight was really a balancing act. We are ready for the re-inspection from the fire department. We've had all the work done. The three sprinkler hasn't been replaced. That was taken care of at the painter's pocket, not ours, because it was his error that had caused that to happen. You may have noticed tonight driving to the building that the landscape cleanup for the dead plants, at least the large ones, has begun. They will be coming back to trim up some of the smaller plants. And while we had been working through plants that were dying and browning up due to excess water, now with the heat the way it is, we're having to do watering for the plants because they're at the opposite end of that extreme now and suffering some heat problems for that. So Scott's Landscape did loan us a number of bags, and I've got Ryan out there during the day then moving them around to different tree locations, and when possible in the evening, we've got the sprinkler out taking care of some others as well. And an all call out for volunteers that might help us with that task, as well as keeping up with the weeds. Moving forward to August, it would be the library anniversary, and we, with the Library Friends, have organized an activity on August 7th that would be low-key, but still marking the moment, and would begin at noon and have ice cream sundaes, make your own sundaes, so people could have out on the porch. And then throughout the building in different parts, we'd have volunteers hosting different sort of appropriate one-year-old party games. You know, it might be like a ring toss or pin the tail on the donkey kind of deal. Some coloring pages that they could participate in. Coming together then all at 1 o'clock as best as possible for just a brief little recognition of the moment. That would be 1 o'clock after the library was closed, so all staff could be involved in not having to worry about desk duties, be all done at 1:15 with the cleanup and out of the building then. End of summer reading is approaching. There's still opportunity for everyone to participate. We've had some good results. Shared with Merrill a story this afternoon that early on in the program, a sister had completed the program, just read right through all the projects, and her brother was there when she was able to receive her incentives. He was so enamored by one that he signed up and has since then come back to retrieve the prize that really caught his fancy. So thank you to the Library Friends for giving us such nice things, and I read for presenting an interesting kind of concept. People still comment, Halloween, it's not quite Halloween yet. It certainly is attention-getting enough that it brings people into the program, that they recognize what's going on.
I ask how many people are involved in the program at this point?
I don't have an update from the last meeting. I would at the next meeting.
Okay.
The Jim Gill concert was well attended. We had over 100 people here, all up and singing and dancing and participating. It was really great fun. And the We Senior program has been so successful that there's talk about continuing it through the fall. They would love to to keep doing that. They were covered in the Elburn Herald paper just recently, so you could enjoy that, a little snapshot into the room at that point.
It's fun to stand on the other side of the window and watch it.
It was. I had people out, one of our security cameras is going through some sort of odd behavior, so we'll be watching that. He was out, of course, not doing it that day, but he was able to see it on the DVR to know what to work towards, and we'll be tracking it just out there for you that it's something that might be a problem. Previous meeting, I had talked about the gate count and the 3M ideal for having that hooked up, so we have that information always captured as it happens, different from how we might lose it if the power were to go out and all. Julianne, Sherry volunteered to come and take care of count times. Sherry was able to make it since the last meeting till now and recognized that indeed, I won't put words in your mouth, but that it does turn out to be funky.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday with the program, we were also able to notice that we took the numbers when the library closed and we took the numbers when the program ended, and we knew how many people had been here because we did a door count with the clicker, and then we knew that we had trips back and forth to help the performer carry his things, and saw a 30 number count difference from 91 on the door counter to nearly 120 with the people that had been in the meeting, in the program, and the trips that we might have taken, over 120. So, you know, a nearly 30 count difference is, for every 100, likely going to be an issue for us in terms of we're being undercounted with our door counts. Until next meeting, that's the report for what's going on in the library right now.
When is it appropriate to talk about taking action on that 3M count?
It's on the agenda.
Okay. Later. We'll wait.
So that would be the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Website report. Like a library report, I don't have any of those statistical things. I look at the month, so when this month is over, I'll have those at the next report.
Okay. Any reports from individual library representatives?
I just have a brief one for long-range planning. Sherry and I met earlier this week, and we didn't do too much because I do want to sit down with Beverly and any staff members at some point. Post corn boil events, and you know, we'll talk more. And if Sherry, you want to be invited on that too, or whoever, we'll continue that talk. But that is, we've taken the first step off of the line, so to speak, to start looking at more long range planning.
And just under personnel, I can say that. Sent a card to Sarah for the new baby, and then I know I'm going to eventually report on surveys. And that's up and coming.
Okay. I guess under correspondence again, it wasn't in my folder because I prepared it earlier in the week. Staff did receive some breakfast foods this morning and a nice note from delivered by Sherry from you. Was much appreciated, aside from the jalapeno.
I was going to say, sorry, you got that.
Still so thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, anything from system? Well, you kind of gave us your system rep before, so we'll work to the surveys. So.
Okay. So I got the results of the survey, and for the most part, the survey was given out during the month of May and part of the month of June. And I have a few copies of the results that I can give to board members. And then I might have a few extras if anybody in the audience wants a copy. I know there's also a reporter that wants a copy, so I am going to forward that to Martha.
I've already scanned it as a PDF.
Okay. So basically we had 97 surveys turned in, and then I quickly went through the different board members that collected surveys And the others, we had 52 surveys that were just randomly collected here and placed in a box right here in the library. And I just wanted that out there to let people know that 52 or more than half of the surveys that were filled in were actually filled in without any board member present. So they were just here available. People that were in and out of the building randomly picked them up, filled them in, dropped them in the box. So for the first question, were you greeted in a friendly manner today? And out of a 5-point system, it was 4.8. Were your questions answered in a helpful and positive manner? Again, 4.8. And the third question was, what was your overall library experience? And that was 4.7. So the results were excellent. The survey turned out very positively. Patrons of the library in particular are very happy with how things are going. The fourth question was, who were you served by? And then there were the individual names, and every name had been circled at some point or another. And you'll see in comments, I did compile all of the comments. All the positive ones are under the plus sign. Neutral ones are under the number sign. And then the negative ones are under the negative sign. Some people actually mentioned particular names, and I did keep them there as long as it was a positive comment. And we did get a lot of positive comments about a lot of particular staff members. And there are three under neutral. I didn't really know what to do with, you know, wish we had more books, keep voting for library every time. I mean, I guess that's kind of positive, yet maybe not so much. And then, you know, I'll let you look at the rest of it. I'm not going to read each and every comment, but people are happy, satisfied, and see things in a positive way.
Wonderful.
So yes, this morning the board brought in treats for people and a card stating that we're grateful for all the hard work of the staff and Beverly. And I think moving forward now, we need to move into a community-driven survey, which Beverly and I talked about a little bit.
Okay. Next item I see is the Code of Ethics. I know that was when Art called this morning, he had asked if that was going to be on the agenda. And I guess he kind of wanted, if you didn't mind, moving that up to the next meeting, or does it have to be decided tonight?
No, it's for the application for the per capita grant.
Right.
And the discussion needs to take place. Next meeting would be fine, because I need to categorize the intent of the board with the Chapter 3 personnel issues as well as the this code, because they are interrelated in that same question on the per capita grant.
And it has to be done when?
I should finish it in August.
Yeah.
Next meeting is okay. Past that would not be okay.
Okay. So if we move it to next meeting, we have to discuss and really have something together for that night, or discuss it first meeting in August, have it prepared for the second meeting in August? Or do you prepare it?
I prepare the grant application based off of your discussion.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So having the discussion, the library trustee part is done. And that would be truly different from the minutes that I saw, or the plan for the next meeting is not August 8th, but August 15th, I believe it is. The second Thursday, whatever it is. The date on something was wrong.
It should be the 12th.
Did I put it on the agenda wrong? Yeah. It should be
the
12th.
Okay.
Date should be what?
the next meeting we will have here will be August 12th.
12th, yeah.
Okay.
Can I just go back to action on the survey? Mm-hmm. Can we agree or make a statement that at this point, I'll send it to the newspaper, Beverly has it in PDF. What about having or giving Beverly the leeway to provide a lunch or a dinner or something for staff out of gratitude?
Can we use our preferred caterer?
I think it would be a nice gesture to, they have treats this morning, but some people are not here in the morning, they're here later on. I don't know. What do you think, Beverly?
I think we can arrange some time to have some fun.
Sounds good. So yes. Okay. Hearing any discussion, so I guess we'll move on to referendum then. So moving code of ethics to August 12th.
It was for decision last meeting to postpone discussion or continue discussion at this meeting.
Until we get a full board, you still have
it. Yeah, I think because we were missing two board members. And
well, I did get an opinion on that.
Hmm? What?
Art seemed to be, he listened to the discussion, the last discussion on, thank you. Mm-hmm. SG Online and agreed not to run. His statement to me was I concurred with everyone's opinion if we needed to move forward with that tonight.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it's we're good.
Correct.
Yeah.
I did play around with the statement. And it certainly isn't one that we have to use right now, but it's something that I can show board members, and I think we can show public too, and the wording can certainly be changed, but I'm just trying to be succinct in things, and I haven't run this by Beverly yet either. So
before you read it, Joanne, you weren't at the last meeting. What is your opinion on running the referendum?
Another referendum at this time? Absolutely not.
They seem to be unanimous on that.
Okay. Do you want me to read it? I said the Sugar Grove Public Library Board of Trustees is recommending that a referendum for operating funds not be on the November ballot. Due to difficult economic times for the patrons and residents of Sugar Grove, we feel strongly that we recognize the economic struggles of our community and wait until there is a more opportune time to try and run a successful referendum campaign. Many residents are feeling the effects of a shrinking economy, both close to home and throughout the country. Therefore, in good faith, we want to postpone our desire to raise revenues for operating our library. We are doing our best to make sure that we are keeping expenditures lean, including cutbacks in utilities and staff payroll. At the current time, our hours will stay the same. I'm not sure if that's exactly true at this point. But please understand that these hours are at a minimum already. We will continue to serve you as best as we possibly can, considering the times in which we live. Mm-hmm. So it can certainly be changed, reworked, but it's a beginning. And it doesn't put everything on you to write it or whatever. That we can certainly sit down and rework whatever we want to.
You can send that to me, right?
Yes. And then the bottom of that, I just had some possible survey questions for a community survey, and this is probably not the time to do that, but I put it all on the same paper, the same paper. So. Okay.
So we need to take a vote not to run it. I see discussion action.
Well, comment on jury. I think this says it all.
Mm-hmm.
Did a good job on this.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we need a vote on this? Not to run?
It would see a discussion.
Okay. Well, we have a majority here, so let's just do it.
What is the motion?
I'll make a motion not to run the referendum in November.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do you want a roll call or is that good?
All right.
We'll move on to the budget. Motion approved.
At tonight's meeting, you need to, and there are copies of a few of the papers to the back of your packet. These were the documents that were presented at the original budget meeting, and then at last meeting, the figures that were filled into these documents were based off of the conversation at that last meeting. What would happen tonight is that the president or acting president and secretary would sign on the decision to post a public hearing on the budget appropriation ordinance. This hearing would be held on the 9th day of September 2010 at 7 o'clock here at the library. The president or acting president would work on signing a resolution to determine the estimate of funds needed for the 2010-2011 fiscal year. That would say that it is your determination that for the fiscal year, the money estimated necessary to be raised for by taxation for that fiscal year would be the $1,990,181. Again, these were figures based off of what your budget and appropriation and levy figures would work off of using the 20-cent rate. That would be what you're saying to the community is your ideal, just not at this time. But you're showing always your paperwork is moving that way forward. The budget and appropriation in its larger scale allows you to make expenditures from any gifts or donations that you have come in throughout the year. So having it larger is, you know, appropriate should you have those additional funds come in. Having it requested as too small and you don't receive all the tax revenue that you're entitled to would be inappropriate, and you won't receive any extra income through your real estate tax revenue than what the PTEL limitation would impose on you. So your rate right now being collected at about 9 cents, even with this request for the $1 million, could become 8 cents, and it certainly would be something like $500,000 like this year has been. And then your debt service would be exactly what your debt service is requested at. The certified estimate of revenue by source is the document that outlines, and this is something that Carol signs, that says where you expect to receive additional funds or money that is available to you for expenditures throughout the year, money that would come in terms of tax revenue, for your general fund, for your special levies, and for the debt service, and then additional revenue that would come in for fines and fees, interest on your funds on deposit, donations you might receive, the personal property replacement tax, any grants, and then your money that's in the proceeds from the Snow Street sale. The last document you have there then is the document that would be part of the levy process that says, this is that black border notice that happens towards the fall for the hearing you have in November that says, these are the funds that we receive for operating the year. These are the funds we expect to receive for operating from the levy year to come, and how the percentages are different on that. It's looking at real money and requested money, and the requested money is always inflated in its statements. So it would say that you're looking, representing 175% increase over the previous year for all of your collections of funds. For the property debt service, it would be a 1.76% increase. And then overall, for those two combined, debt service and general fund, it would be an 82.5% increase. The reality is you don't receive anything additional in your income from your real estate tax beyond what the property tax extension limitation law would allow, you know, based on your 15-cent rate. And as I said, that right now, instead of 15 cents, is closer to 9 or 8 cents. So those are the documents in review. And then the action would be to authorize Carol to sign the estimate of revenue by source, to authorize, it would be Sabrina and Julie then, to sign the resolution to determine the estimate of funds, and that would put into place the notice for the budget appropriation hearing, which would be in September. It's posted and published in the paper 30 days prior. That's why action is necessary now for the September event.
Is the if we were actually run a referendum and it's passed in the spring, when will that actually, when will we actually get money?
A successful April 2011 referendum would be on the levy year 2011. Those funds would be available to you.
So it wouldn't apply.
July, it wouldn't apply to this at all. No, July 2012.
We don't intend to do this. We don't intend to have any of this money available to us. So why wouldn't we put the numbers down at a more realistic level and say, okay, it's 25% over what we expect to get, rather than 100. I mean, it's still money that we might get somewhere, but you know, to me, it's like you're asking for this money. You know darn well you're not going to get it. So why cause grief?
That was a question I asked at the last meeting for your direction on which figures to put into this paperwork for this meeting.
Well, we hadn't actually decided what we decided, though. So if we're not, we're doing that, we probably would be better off to be realistic with it. And I don't think it's going to make any difference to our actual facts. You know, we're going to get what we get. And it'll be right around what we've got this year. Mm-hmm. So
you would propose a 25% rather than 175%.
Yeah. Because I don't think it's, you know,
it's more realistic.
It's a realistic number that has no I don't see that it would cause any problems.
I would agree.
Well, that might be, I might be wrong, but, yeah.
I have already done this work.
Yeah.
It would cause me to need to do extra work, and it puts you in a position where you don't have the opportunity to meet the deadlines without having another meeting, a special meeting.
Voted on and you drop the papers, we come out and sign.
You don't know what those numbers would be. I haven't calculated out those numbers that way. You know, where it would put this whole process, you know, that we've been in discussion with since April. I'm doing a lot of the same work over and over, is what I'm saying to you.
I can understand it, Beverly. On the other hand, I think we've always been uncomfortable with these numbers because they are so much higher. And I think it makes the board and, by extension, all the people involved in the library look silly. If we say, okay, we want 200 twice as much money or almost twice as much money, but we aren't going to get it. We have no way of getting it because of the vote we just took. I don't see the possibility for this to be to work.
This does show, though, what your plan was coming to this building, what the plan was for making this building operate, to the hours and level of service that you were moving forward on. It says, we understand this is what it would cost the building to run the building, and our reality is this is what we're able to run the building with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for that level of consistency, I think that these documents continue to make sense, even though the understanding is to attain them is impossible.
Well, does it hurt us in any way having these inflated numbers?
Only in terms of what questions you might have and how you would explain it.
Basically, right. Politically.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's a political issue.
You can put
it's not
anything on this piece of paper. It's a matter of
not a real issue. I don't know how other people feel about it, but it's just, you know, one of those things.
I think it's a matter of knowing, does the public understand imaginary figures versus realistic figures?
And I think that was part of what Bob Kay was trying to talk to us about when he was here, when we were discussing this. Talking about the difficulty of trying to get people to understand these numbers. I mean, I struggle with this all the time, but I know when he looked at this, he thought that the numbers were consistent. But if we have a strong majority of people that want a change in that, then we should probably discuss it now.
It doesn't bother me only because it kind of, like Beverly said, it's kind of keeping our eye on the prize. We know what we want.
Mm-hmm.
We know where we want to be headed.
But at the same time, we need to be realistic as to where we're at.
Yeah. They're going to be inflated either way.
Well, I'd rather see 25% than 175.
But if it's not going to have any real bearing, it's not going to hurt us to make it 175, it's not going to hurt us to make it 25, why?
But if the public looks at this and sees these numbers, I mean, I would say, why do you need a referendum?
That's my point. I don't think the public's understanding that these aren't our funds.
But
even 25%
inflated.
But does
the public understand that?
I think that's our job to get it out there. That can be a mission of ours.
But does it make it harder for us to get it out there if they see these figures?
I'd rather see it go out at 25% than 175%.
Yeah, but in some ways you could say this is where we want to be. You could use these numbers saying this is where we want to go. This is what the library needs to function. And it's not going to be quite to here, even if we get the referendum passed, but to kind of let them know this is where we need to be headed, it would kind of be a way to show them what
that
we
referendum
want.
Is a ways off with the economy being the way it is.
It is, but gotta keep your eye on it.
I agree with you, Bob. I hate to make this extra work for you, Bob. But at the same time, I think we need to be realistic and make it 25%.
I don't mind extra work. I put in plenty of extra work on any number of different things. I really don't like doing the same work over.
Well, I agree. I don't like to do it either. But I would really like to see this. Personally, I would like to see it at 25%.
What's our timeline issue with this?
It needs to be posted 30 days before the September 9th meeting, so that would be like August 9th.
I personally would like to keep it where it is and use this as the opportunity to explain to people the difference between what we want and where we are.
Mm-hmm.
I think almost the fact that it's so inflated will make it easy for them to understand imaginary money, real money. But that's, so that's my opinion. Sherry.
Well, that's always been where we've headed with this. Trying to show the inflated numbers and the difference between the two. We just haven't had a very good success rate in getting people to understand.
When is our next board meeting?
12.
Well, that's past the time.
Let's see, I think if they don't understand it by now, we must not be doing a good enough job getting it out there. So I think if you have questions at 25%, you'll have questions at 175%. Mm-hmm. The difference of the question won't be any different. You'll still have the questions on when or what the percentage. Those mm-hmm. questions will be the same questions.
Exactly, Ben. And I'm thinking the bigger difference is going to make it easier to understand what's not real versus what is real versus if they're closer, they could get confused. I don't know. I'm trying to make it easier for the public to understand.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Lenny.
Julie?
I see both sides of it. I'm all for trying to make the public change their ideas about a referendum. My thought is go ahead and proceed as is and just have to see how it's taken again.
Well, I'll go back to you.
I think we always put the inflated numbers in there, and I, for one, never understand them. Every year we go through this, she has to re-explain them to me. So I don't think the public's getting it the way you think they are. And I would be play devil's advocate and turn around and ask them what I would do. Do they understand that we're not really asking for this? Because I don't think they are. I think that's why they're not asking for them. I never understand
it
when she does it.
Well, there is a point where we might cause more grief than it helps. It's just one of those things. You know. I'm just bringing the point up. You know.
I understand, and I tend to agree with you because I never like to see us asking for 5 times what we need to operate the dollar.
Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Get off the phone. All right.
Just need a motion to vote on it.
Yeah, it sounds like we're going to be. I'll take the motion to vote on it. But motion to vote. How do I work this? Motion to vote on budget.
As presented,
I guess.
Okay, that would be one way.
How about that?
I'll second that.
Okay. That's a really worded motion. I guess let's do a roll call because I got a hunch we're not going to get much of a shouting it out. Julie?
I'll say aye.
Sherry?
Aye.
Aye for myself?
Aye.
I'm sorry, Sabrina, can you speak up?
Yes, I'm sorry. Motion approved.
So you three would stay afterwards, and I can grab some space.
As I said before, let's use this really as as an opportunity to explain to the public where we are versus where we want to be. This is a great opportunity, so let's not lose it. And I see a lot of nodded heads out there, so I think.
And with understanding that.
At least they get it.
Well, yeah, I expect our public we have here would get it. But let's if for some reason it's not gotten, seriously discussion again, you know, this time next year and look at probably lowering that percentage a little bit.
We can use this as a learning year, but.
This time next year is too late. April is a much better time.
Whenever the discussion has come up again. And I'll get your better wording on how you want the motion
read. Sorry about that. Well, it's like it is outlined in the agenda to adopt the estimate of revenue, to adopt the resolution.
Okay.
We'll call it that. We need a separate action to resolution to determine funds. Okay. Can I go back to that page? And this is to, I'm sorry, Beverly, kind of back up, I forgot. To make a resolution to accept the determination of estimate of funds. And this is to be able to set up that truth and taxation hearing for a certain date, right? Yes. Oh, it says in here it's the 11th of November. November 11th is your standard meeting date on the agenda posted when you adopted your new schedule of meetings. All right. Well, motion to get it worded right this time. Motion to adopt resolution to determine funds.
You are making the motion?
I am making the motion,
okay.
I guess.
Okay.
I'll make it.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Joanne, I didn't hear you.
I said aye.
Okay. Didn't hear you. I'll make sure I heard you. Okay, so that motion's approved. We're good on those. Okay. And back to that old per capita grant.
Mm-hmm. The same conversation applies. This is the Chapter 3 section that looked at the standards for personnel. If there was any other discussion, you wanted time to read through those. And again, to categorize for me your impressions of where we measure up against these standards so that I could include that in the application. Yeah.
Is this something that has to be done tonight? Because both Art and I were not here to go through this.
They were part of the packet that was presented that night and has been in the folder. And same,
I wasn't here.
Same as the Code of Ethics, as they are related documents. This could be on discussion at a future meeting, but it would need to be the first one in August. So I would have time to prepare the application.
Okay, I would ask that it be done the first week in August.
I guess my only comment is that it talks about salaries being up to 60% of a total operating.
I guess my question I had on it was on number two, as far as the develop and implement library's long-range plan, with it being in the reworking phase.
And that has been addressed. That would be one of the comments that, pending this review, we have taken the action and are making steps to go through that long range
And certainly Julian and I have already attacked that, so to speak.
That was one question I had. Number eight, that's going to long range, figure into long range plan. But understanding that we don't have Art's comment on it, and Joanne, we need more time to go over it.
So the changes then that you would make would come under number five, Sherry?
I'm just saying that we're in the ballpark. I think for a while we thought that being around 50% of a total operating budget was too much or astronomical. And here they're saying that you could be up to 60%. So
okay.
We're in the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
The other side note I had was in regards to number two under that was in regards to basic services include circulation and references, and I think Beverly had mentioned that programming is hurt. You made comments on that programming is hurt by
I would have indicated that in the time of drawing in on what we're able to do, being core circulation and reference services, programming would be extraordinary or something extra that wouldn't be as strongly entrenched in what our long-range plan might be. The plan might state that we would do these programming activities or budget these programming activities as funds were available, not that they were core to what we were looking to do, that staff time and energies would be devoted more towards these core services, or that they would, at least our programming may shrink back towards just the youngest of children because they are not served by many other agencies within the community.
Mm-hmm. You're just asking that to be reflected in long-range plan.
That was part of the statement, yes.
So, Bev, what it says here on excuse me, personnel standards, number one, see Appendix J, see Appendix K. Is that, am I not looking in the right place here?
I did not provide those copies of those different pages. I could, if you would like to include them. J outlines as topics recommended for consideration in personnel policies. Items, all of which we have. What was the other letter you were asking about? K is recommending different staffing levels based on your population. At just 15,000, our population puts us at a full-time equivalent for 1,000 in addition to the base. So the base would be 8 full-time equivalent staff, and then per 1,000 in addition, would be, so at 15,000 you would add 0.25 times 15 to give you the additional full-time equivalent staff that you would incorporate. That would put you at the minimum of this level.
It would be 12.
You're better at the math than I am. I'll take your word on it. 12 full-time equivalent would be what your minimum staffing should be for your population, your community population.
Okay.
It goes up in levels then growing, established, and advanced. And that 0.25 changes then to 0.5 for growing, to 0.9 for established, and to 1.25 for advanced. So it would be 8 plus that factor times 50. Would you need copies of that, or you've got the information?
I have the information written.
At even 8 full-time equivalent, you're not there.
It's not a problem that you recognize it. The ideal is that having recognized it, you understand there are steps that you would take towards addressing that. Part of the whole grant process is getting you to that point exactly, so that you could either outline that these additional funds might be used to address this, although it's a very short-term solution, and the amount of the per capita grant couldn't begin to satisfy it, but that you might, through the long-range plan process, outline how you would long-term find the right solution. You know, ideally, then the referendum process is how that would become resolved.
Where did Chapter 3 out of, was this out of a book or a?
It's out of this document. Standards for Illinois Public Libraries.
Okay, is that available that we could see that at a later date?
I have this copy. It may be also in duplication in the professional collection we hold here now from DuPage Library System. It's on the paper here. Serving our public, standards for Illinois Public Libraries on your agenda.
Okay.
Need to decide on everything then in August. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have this and code of ethics in one meeting. Okay. All right. Well, I hear you, Joanne. I want to give you then time to look it over and read it. Art, again, I'm not sure if he's read it.
It was in an envelope he did pick up since our last meeting.
He has it. But, okay. Well, let's move it to the next meeting, but let's put it high up, I guess. High priority. Asterisk next to it or something, so no, we can't move it to another meeting. Now we're on to the door system. I guess that ends old business.
The door system was something I had brought up at the last meeting. I had asked for the door counts. Sherry has had the experience, and some of the results have been presented to you. The ideal being, as I would recommend, that you purchase the system that wires this into a resource that would capture it real time so that we don't lose the counts, and at least gives us that end for preserving the information as it might go out with the power outages in the community, recognizing based on a couple of instances for counting that we might do some continued checks on it, or at least factor into the results that are reported to you at the monthly meetings that there's a percentage that calculation is off based on how the system counts or doesn't accurately count.
Yeah, door count was real concern of mine because it just seemed to be dropping off. So then when I found out that this was part of the issue, and I was here today, I mean, physically, in order to check the system, you have to get down on your hands and knees and check this number that's down at the bottom of the machine there. And then I did the thumb count, and it was definitely off. And I know that funds are not exactly something we have a surplus in, but it should fall under technology. So I think we have some Janus Capital rich funds that we could use to take care of.
That was a question I had. So it's kind of an expensive system.
And it was part of the original technology discussion. 3M just did not have the product ready at the point when we purchased it. $2,400.
You alluded tonight earlier about your computer. Is that something that's going to have to be replaced? Or?
No, it's just been moved on to a piece of equipment we already have. Just it happened a lot faster than we wanted it to have to happen and under less than ideal circumstances.
Well, if the system that we have is not working, was there any warranty, anything with that?
It does work. It's just the level to which it works is complicated when the library is busier because it's a laser beam. And when the trigger has happened because somebody's passed through it, once it's triggered, it stops counting as people still move through and it doesn't have time to reestablish the count. So at a busier time when there's more traffic through the gates, it's overwhelmed, I guess you might say, by the opportunity to count those numbers.
And the discussion last meeting, Joanne, was that with power outages happening here, when that happens, it goes back down to zero.
So the day we had our meeting with the storm, it was a very busy day, and when we did the count at the end of the night, it counted from the last time the power flicked, which was, I think, was like 8:30. So we lost all the count for the whole day.
And we had had discussion, Bob brought up about, is there any available battery accessory for this, and there's none available, any kind of battery backup or anything. Mm-hmm.
We just got into the wrong system to begin with.
I don't know.
I mean, all the systems have that same inherent flaw, so to speak. They work off the same concept.
Okay, so what is this $2,400 going to do for us?
It wires the gates that you have to a computer in the IT room, and it captures that information as it happens. So it's buying you software and additional cabling.
Do we think the $2,400 is going to be it, or will there be excess with that as far as...
There may be some time on Jim's end for getting it set up within our established system. It takes care of all the 3M part of it.
That's for good, or is this something you... have a renewal price on
it's here? A one-time purchase. There is then, like the rest of our 3M equipment, the yearly maintenance that would go with it.
What does that run about? 10%? Usually. It's real.
Didn't look that far forward. It's like all the rest of our 3M products. You know, you have them with that ongoing intent that they keep working for you, and you keep having them.
Sure.
Maintained by 3M for you.
Mm-hmm. Or somebody.
How much money do we have left in the bridge fund?
Part of the report you had from last month.
Took some out.
Yeah, 15,000.
Yes, I like that. To be the bills that should have been paid out of that to begin with. 23,792 I had on mine, but then I know it changed.
I looked at taking the funds. The remaining fund on the Janice Catherine Rich account is $8,492.93.
After the 15 was taken out?
After the 15 was taken out.
It was 8,462.
8,492.93 plus whatever June interest and July interest you would have received.
Yeah.
Not much.
Not much.
Can you read that one more time?
$8,492.93.
One other question I thought about, besides just you liking to know, the board liking to know, where else do you record counting these?
The door count is part of the annual report for the library.
How is this going to work better than the other system? You said all the systems have flaws. How do we know this one's not going to have flaws?
It's the same system. It's just how it captures the information. We're not changing anything physical in the building that you would see. We'd be wiring what's already there to the computer in the lab, the IT room, that would retain the count information no matter what happens with the power.
It's like an awful lot of money just to rewire.
And it would keep your staff from every night having to sit on the floor and count the numbers. And then enter that information and then calculate that information. It would allow you to have reports for door counts based on different circumstances, finite times within a day, just before or after programs. You can manipulate how you extract the counts into different ways. You could look, is that only Tuesdays? At certain times. It allows you greater opportunity to use the numbers if you were to want to incorporate them into other decisions.
Still doesn't solve the problem of miscounting to a small extent.
Doesn't solve that problem, no.
Because after all,
it's based on. Yeah, so you're not going to get a more accurate count, you're just going to get a backup for that count.
Okay. Doing the hand counting allows you to establish what is the baseline for the inaccuracies.
Yeah.
Having the information captured and retained no matter what the circumstances are through the power, and to do it in a much easier way, mm-hmm. are your benefits.
Yeah, you can always go back and say, well, the average inaccuracy is 10% or whatever the number is, and work that.
Can you refresh your memories? Was this an upgrade that we were going to possibly have to do?
It's been talked about at different times. When we first made the purchase decision, it was part of that conversation. It wasn't available yet from the company.
Well, aside from in future a referendum passing and us being able to increase hours, and I can see this information would be useful. How else do you feel that spending this amount of money on that is going to be useful other than just knowing how many people come in the building?
The door count's been a conversation that the trustees have been having, wanting to understand that differently. This is what I propose to you as a solution for understanding those door counts differently, as a solution for retaining the information instead of losing it when we have the power outages. This summer, three power outages have hit us on very, dramatically important days for your door count, and that those days are just gone.
Do you feel it would be worthwhile? Something that we need to have, or just that's my question, really.
Yeah.
Is really worthwhile.
I was going to also make the suggestion that randomly coming in and doing the manual door count, like Sherry has done today, and I will do soon in the future, maybe over the next 4 months, just to see, keep an eye on really how much difference it really is. Maybe we'll look at it in 3 months or something. I don't know.
Would it help to, I'd see, now I understand why they're on their hands and knees up by the door. They didn't know the door count. Yeah. Would it help do it, twice a day rather than just once a day to do the door count? So that you wouldn't lose, all of it?
I think that when we're open, that's too much of a task to ask anyone to perform. To sit in front of the doors is not the appropriate. You know, we're open, welcome to the building, greeting people on hand. You know, it happens or not, you know, it's not going to make or break us. It certainly is one opportunity that would make the end of the night easier for all the staff, yes. That would make your information all the more useful to you into the future, yes.
That's where I'm seeing the advantages.
Mm-hmm.
Down the line, we have money now. What's the best day to be open? Or this day, these hours? It's nice to break it down by hours when it's most used.
This will do that, break it down by the hour?
It gives you the information that you can report on in different ways that you would set to look at that information, yes.
But you could report it by hour if you wanted to, or by whatever.
Once it's in that computer format, I'm sure you can manipulate how you extract the data to show the kind of report information that you wanted to have.
This would put our rich fund at
6,092. Well, just another question for Beth. Okay, that'll take it down to $6,100. Do you foresee anything else coming up soon that is going to be a large expense?
Anything that Jim and I have discussed in terms of this year has been addressed into the budget.
I think I'm the one who thought that it was important. So,
do you think that we can do it till we said that would count in like a couple more months and see?
Sure, we can do that too.
I can come in on. I can try again. I know I can't do next Tuesday, but I can try again for another Tuesday because I think Beverly had indicated that would be a good day.
2 more weeks of story time. Definitely puts Tuesdays a real busy time.
Okay.
After that, we're in the break before school, and there's no telling what it could be like.
We close Tuesday. I'll try again.
You're saying you want to wait?
I would just like to see maybe another month or 2 months and just see how much of a variation, you know, if it keeps up with what's the percentage you think it was on today?
I don't know. We didn't count percentage, but one of the door counts was off by 30, one was off by, I don't know, like 50 or something. Wow.
But from what I'm hearing, that's not going to improve. It's just going to be a backup, so. Accuracy is not the question. It's do we need the backup for this amount of money?
Right.
That's my question.
So why don't we table it? Julie can come in next Tuesday. We'll take some more data.
Because if I'm looking at this, what we budgeted, if I'm looking under the right place, Beverly told me something under equipment rental.
It was not part of that budget.
Not part of that. Okay.
Yeah, I'll definitely have another count by the August 12th meeting to report. So we'll save that for the August 12th meeting.
What I'm asking really is that the remaining, if we were to purchase this, that remaining money and Janice, Catherine, what you're saying, will that do for what's budgeted this year for technology?
That much the funds in Janus Catherine Ridge are at this point without a plan.
Okay.
That money would just sit there until the technology committee or Jim or staff would recommend that there's this new purchase that might be appropriate or necessary for them.
All the computers and everything are all working okay? Printers?
The printers are the copy machines. They are all working okay. Jim is working through on some issues with some of the computers. In the lab, there are a couple that are out of service that he's been working through Dell on, getting those repaired. He has not outlined that there's any need for a large sum of money to help remedy that situation.
Okay. Well, if you want to give it a month or so, let's move it to September. Sometime.
Okay. The capital grant again. It's back.
I've been pacing you through parts of the per capita grant. So you've had time to read and reflect for discussion. Same categorization that you have the discussion on the topic, and then I could apply that information into the grant based on your intentions towards addressing what you see as strengths or weaknesses as outlined by going through these standards. This is looking at the core standards that are outlined in terms of defining the public library, that you offer uniformly gracious, friendly, timely, and reliable services, that you comply with the state law, that you're governed by a board of trustees, you comply with other state and federal laws that affect your library operation, you adopt and adhere to the principles set forth by the American Library Association, Bill of Rights and other intellectual freedom statements and interpretations. Core 6 also addresses the ethics statement for public library trustees. The document itself looks at these core standards and then breaks it down into different areas of operation. Each area of operation refers back to these core standards, or among these core standards, the different standard number that would apply to that aspect of library operation. So Chapter 3 on personnel refers back to this direct statement. Core 6, that you've got that ethics statement for your library trustees. That's how those two documents are interrelated from Chapter 3 discussion and this discussion. That the Library Board of Trustees adopts bylaws outlining the board's purpose and operational procedures and addressing conflict of interest issues. That the board appoints a qualified librarian as library administrator and delegates active management of the library to the library administrator. The Board of Trustees meets regularly in accordance to the Illinois compiled statutes with the administrator in attendance, and that all of those meetings comply with the Open Meetings Act. That the Board of Trustees has exclusive control over expenditures of all monies collected, donated, or appropriated for the library fund, and all property owned by the library. Core 11, the Library Board has a board-approved written budget, and the budget is developed annually by the library administrator and the board with input from the staff. The Board of Trustees annually determines if the library's revenues are sufficient to meet the needs of the community. If the revenues are not sufficient, the Board of Trustees will take action to increase the library revenues. 13, the library has a board-approved mission statement, a long-range plan, disaster prevention and recovery plan, collection management policy, personnel policy, and other policies as appropriate to library operation. The library administrator presents written monthly reports, including statistics on library operations, to the Board of Trustees. In addition, monthly fiscal reports are presented to the library by the library administrator or the library board treasurer. The Board of Trustees annually reviews the performance of the library administrator. The library is a member of Illinois Regional System and fulfills membership requirements of the system and is a responsible partner in the Illinois Library and Information Network and participates in resource sharing through interlibrary loan and reciprocal borrowing. Core 17, the library provides access to resources, sharing databases, participates in resource sharing by entering the library's collection into the database. That's our Magic Automation group, so you're good on that. And we promote our resources via interlibrary loan and reciprocal borrowing. Library utilizes a variety of methods to communicate with its community. The library is located in a facility designed or renovated for library purposes and complies with all applicable local, state, and federal codes. Core 20, the library is open a minimum of 25 hours per week, which are to be scheduled for convenience of the community. As a baseline, the library appropriates monies to major budget categories, those being personnel, benefits, library materials, and other operating expenditures, using the Illinois Public Library annual report statewide percentages with its analysis. The library board and staff promote the collections and services available to the community. Every 5 years or more frequently, if necessary, the library conducts a review to determine if the library is providing collections and services in a quantity, at a time, and in a manner that meets the community. Last time that was done was 2007, and that's why Sherry and I have been having the conversation about going through that process again. And the last one, Core 24, at least every 10 years or more frequently, if necessary, the Board of Trustees determines if the physical facility is sufficient to meet the needs of the community. I think we're okay there. I started it on page 2. I missed the, you know, the National Public Library definition has 5 parts to it. That's on page 1 of 4 on the paper that you have. Most telling it, the statement begins at number 4 and 5. The library has facilities necessary to support such a collection, staff, and schedule, and is supported in whole or part by public funds. You know, defining the core essence of what a public library is. So for general discussion then, this per capita grant process is asking for you to identify 5 major impacts or changes that affect the library board and their staff as a result of this review. So to highlight what you might see as strengths or weaknesses within these core 24, the discussion being then, where do we move forward on actions or activities based on this review?
It's the same when you get this grant, what are you going to do with it?
I have one question about core 13. And that's only because I was looking at long-range plan recently. Do we have a board-approved mission statement?
It is.
Okay.
A document you have, yes. On the library website. And in one of the documents you have with your bylaws and policies. There's a pesky fly up here, isn't there, Sherry?
Yeah.
Understanding the library's revenues, are they sufficient or not to meet the needs of the community? And then taking action
to increase
revenues.
I guess personally, I just want to look up and see, different from what we do, what some other boards are doing. Take action, increase revenues between. Something we could all kind of look into. Aside from deep pocket donors, you know. That's one I think.
Yeah. Increasing fees might be something that some libraries would do. Imposing fees on different things. Increasing what you already have or imposing new in different places.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly those would be measured against how they impact the opportunity for people to use an education.
So you said Core 23 is one of the areas?
Core 23 is definitely, by doing the survey that Sherry and I have been working towards, would help you find from the community a collection and services that we offer. Are they meeting their needs or their expectations?
12 and 23 so far, any others?
Hmm.
same thing.
Methods to communicate with the community.
Kind of this year, jumped on the social media a little bit. A lot. On the upside, I'm seeing in the website reports, a lot of people are coming to our site from Facebook. So it's helping. Not hurting. What's hurting is I'm sure it's a lot of time keeping it updated.
I think to be measured against, is it what people are looking for? Somehow in the survey that we approached that, is once a week, is twice a week, is once a day, five times a day, what's the right amount of information people are looking for? When it comes at them right like that, different from when they seek to find it other places.
I'm sure there's many more methods out there. That's one we've added recently, but I think expanding our communication with the community would be a good thing. Definitely a core I'd look at.
Well, I have a question about Core 22. I certainly know the services are up front and available to the community. How are collections? I know you put up special displays in the library when you have special collections and things like that. How else is it promoted?
The use of different resources that we have is often part of different newspaper articles that we put out. Got these services or the classes that are offered through the Technology Center. When we do group tours, I highlight parts of the collection that would be more appropriate for that group or organization to know about. The example being with the chamber, any presentation there, I highlight what we have within the collection that would be appropriate for business use. And services are part of everything that we do when we market or promote what's going on. You know, that we have this at the library, that we can do this for you at the library, within any organization. Mm-hmm. What resource do we have here that could be utilized by that organization? Could we offer as a service to help them?
Or do you want to, I guess it's not long term enough to look at Core 20.
Core 20?
Mm-hmm. Just want.
That goes hand in hand with
everything. I know, yeah.
All right. Well, to explore Core 20, which is if the library's open a minimum of 24 hours, would certainly be part of what you might hear or expect to hear from the community. I think you've already heard that in public comment prior to tonight, that being here, being open is so important to the community. So to be having a conversation or not having a conversation about how to reduce hours would certainly be in your future, so to speak. You know, to not reduce hours, I think, would be the result I hear from the community. To do anything you can to even extend the hours that you're already open would be far more satisfying to people in terms of what we hear back from members of the public, you know, that we're not here at all on Monday. How do we address that? Well, long-range plan is the referendum to give us the funds to do that. Long-range plan is to find some other resource of funding that would allow us to have the revenue to do that.
I'm looking at that second part of that sentence, convenience of the community, and exactly what I'm hearing. Monday, they're not there for me after work Friday, or I can't.
can't get there in the evenings during the week. If you were to just rearrange the hours, I think you have those same comments. Whatever rearranged hours you had, that was the decision or conversation we had from standardizing the hours because people were lost in the confusion. You know, you're not here this morning, you're not here this night. How do I know or remember? Well, we're not here at all on Monday. Mm-hmm. Seemingly is easier to recall than this time or that time.
Mm-hmm. So do we want to look at core 20 with emphasis being on the latter part of that sentence?
That's fine with me. That's when I had originally an asterisk by when we quickly went through the eight stuff. But I already picked at least one.
Do we have to have five?
Five impacts. So one statement could have two impacts that you might be thinking of. It doesn't need to be five different cores. It needs to be five impacts.
Okay. I guess that's where I'm torn is I think, especially now with the website being updated, I think we're doing a good job of promoting the collection and the services, but that could always be increased. So it's kind of hard to call that versus hours that we really can't increase right now, but mm-hmm. we'd like to. I guess I'd like to put them both in there. My suggestion is add 20 and 22, but.
20 and 22?
Mm-hmm. 16 might be one for consideration. Not that you can do much for planning or understanding it, just that you have it on your awareness that as library systems in Illinois change, Core 16, which is to be a member of a system and fulfill your membership requirements, those things might be up for grabs as we move forward. And it may necessitate some different decisions by the board in terms of how things might be addressed at least 2 years into the future.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
That's Core 16.
Yeah.
Okay. You're absolutely right. That is more important. So, Core 16. Let's mark that one.
So, we have
12, 16, 18, 20, and 23. Well, do you want to do 20 or do you want to do 22? What do you feel would be?
Can we have more than five?
Sure.
Well, let's do 22 then.
I mean, these are all things that need to be addressed in long-range planning. It's what can we realistically do first? It's all in there.
And the concept behind Core 22 being included is to increase ways that we promote collections and services?
At least maintain, I guess, the level. I mean, I think what I hear from the community, a lot of times they know kind of where collections at, but services here, like I talked to my neighbors and they didn't know we had Wi-Fi, which is amazing to me. But I mean, just about everywhere does, but I think just being able to promote more services a little bit. I've been hearing that a lot in public comment as well. Promote more services, more reasons to come here versus just for the collection.
So putting out there that we're a nice cool place on hot days is a good service that we offer.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
There you go. For your
and with 22 also, I mean, it's, as you said, to promote the awareness.
Mm-hmm.
I can take care of that without another discussion.
Can you incorporate that into the proposal?
Did it.
Great.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Gifts was on here, just always, as I had mentioned to Julie, not knowing what gifts we might receive that would need to be acted on between now and then. The Sugar Daddy magazine doesn't qualify in terms of something you need to accept.
Mm-hmm.
And I have nothing else to report on that.
recommend. The Library Friends are working very hard to.
We got 40 DVDs that were contributed to the library too.
Wow. I know with the huge book sale being set up, they've been very busy that way, and we're working to catch up with the donations that have come in between times so that we can get them processed through the staff side. It's been complicated at best in the back room to just work through the whole process of getting more things moved out to the collection, purchased or donated, because of the restrictions that we've got on staffing hours.
The 40 DVDs by one contributor?
One person, yes, a man came with two children.
Wow.
And Meryl's got his name.
Are they children themed?
Excuse me?
Are they children themed?
Family
themed. Okay.
With the donations of DVDs over this last year, hasn't been incorporated out to the collection yet, but there are a number of, say, feature film not children themed. That would be incorporated into a new collection within our adult collection that would be DVDs available to our community, different from the PG, PG-13, and G movies that we have in the EZ collection and the J collection. We wanted to have more than the 10, I think, so we could make, call it a collection.
Do they have to be new? I didn't have a chance to look at them.
I think there may have been used items in there. We just have to go through the process of making sure that they're a whole condition, right?
Okay.
Yeah, we won't process it without watching it, so to speak, to make sure that it's going to work. Easy work to take home.
Mm-hmm. All right, so agenda items for August 12th.
Mm-hmm.
For CAPTCHA Grant Chapter 3. Code of Ethics, and are you guys planning to meet between now and then for the long range?
The long range. We could probably meet before the next meeting, can't we? For long range?
We could probably meet before the next meeting.
Okay.
Maybe we'll have one of those long range plan reports.
So there's an extra week in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not busy this week, huh?
I wasn't going to touch
that corn
Tuesday
oil
anyway.
And the April meeting is still the minutes.
Sunday, anyway.
April 8th. The April minutes, yeah.
Do we need to start a board discussion for the most recent donors that we talked about in July?
As long as we're still under the minutes, I just want to encourage all the trustees come to the one-year anniversary party. Sounds like it's going to be fun.
So. Okay, before we adjourn, can I ask what this is?
That's taking the tax revenue that was collected for the debt service and putting it in the appropriate bank account.
Okay. And what did we decide about the barcode? Did someone sign it?
Oh, not on the agenda. It was too late to get on this board agenda. It needs to go to the next one.
That's next one, okay.
A purchase of barcodes. For not barcodes, the RFID tags for the collection items, because it's over the $3,000. I can do a decision I can make with a vendor given the new bylaws, and the purchase break points at $5,000 and $10,000. Our expectation we might use $7,000 in a year would be that I would recommend the $10,000 purchase, which means that it would need for to be up for board approval.
Is it you want to put that on next month's agenda or next?
Well, yeah, it can go under. Can it go under finance?
Okay. I will look on under
finance.
Business. The bylaws change. I don't know how the bylaws propose that it come to you.
New business, I guess.
Mm-hmm. New business. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're okay for the number you have on hand until that time?
We are okay. And we have a plan to be okay if we're not okay. No, their staffing time is more of a restriction on getting things processed than the supplies on hand.
Okay.
Yeah, reference you had, what, 800 books brought into the children's collection? And
yes, yeah. Closer to 1,000.
Wow.
The professional collection coming from DuPage Library System, there's about 300 items out on the shelf now. There's still probably close to 700 items that are still in the process of being relabeled for our ownership. They're available for hold already. Some things have gone out on hold, so it's been a good addition to the collection.
I just have one thing to give to you, Bev, too. What cost of the tapes?
Tapes.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to add. So we meet again.